In Likutim Amarim, which, as the name suggests, is Likutim of different Inyanim, this happens to be the Habrach edition, which is just very, very nice. It makes it a pleasure to learn. So I'm going to skip. We'll learn, but I'm going to try to keep the thread of thought. So we'll skip some parts in the middle. Aleph. Inyan Chanukah shuma nisa shenit lichtoiv. So the thing that the Gemara describes about Chanukah is loy litna lichtoiv. Ki haksav hu ma shegolu lekoil vein tzorech miseres meadam. So the first point about a ksav is something which it makes no difference who put it. It stands by itself, and if I look at it, I can graciously thank the person who put it up there, but it's got no connection. So ksav is gol lekoil vein tzorech miseres meadam. I don't need to have it given over for anyone. The famous story of the Bayani HaMelech, he said, they asked him, you're killing out all the Chachma Yisrael, what's going to be with Torah? He said, there's libraries, there's Otsa Chachma, and use it, no problem. So all the Nisim that you have written in the Torah were historic events, and for the longest of times, Goyim believed in it, and if you believed in it, and if you connected to it, it really was not relevant that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah. It was a mitzias. This is a story that was written, recorded. It's available. Look at it, and that's that. Masha'enken Chanukah ein oisin zeichel neis rak mashemotzu sheme b'mikdash lahadlik. Chanukah, we don't commemorate any special neis except for the menorah. Because Hainu, ke inyan neres ve'is hamigdash lahor lefan of Yisparach. So he says over here, introduces a concept, an extraordinary concept called ha'ir lefanai, which means you take the first step, and it be something that you do. K'moy shalme b'medrash, hu meir l'chol ha'olam, u mitzave lahor lefanav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlightens the entire world, and yet he told us to stand and to make a menorah, and we should light the light. Uke'en ze'omu b'medrash b'Avraham Avinu. It says, Ad shatamer lefanai mimesoptamia. Hoyer lefanai, he brings down on the bottom, Be'eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu was called the person who lit the way before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mesopotamia. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, since you're lighting the way for me, come to Eretz Yisrael. V'hu shenema by his halech lefonai. He told him, walk ahead of me. So it's just like the person who's walking ahead of me is quote-unquote my guide. He's the one who shows the way. And if he's carrying a light, the headlight always should be shining this way. So there's always a maisa of ha'ara lefanav, which implies something that the person in front of you knows better than you, is more capable. If I tell you, you go and scout out the area, you go and show me the way. Anytime I send you as a front person, it means you're going to be doing something that I haven't done yet, can't do, or haven't done. Benoach, it says that he walked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in front of him. And Chazal gave a marshal. What?
So Avraham showed things that the Moshe couldn't show, or did things the Moshe couldn't do?
He paved a path in the world. Marshal, we'll see a little more elaborate. Noach did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sweep and scope in the world didn't get broader because of it. Avraham Avinu showed the world. In other words, he broadened HaKadosh Baruch Hu's swath of dominance in the world. So he was, so to speak, the person the before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach didn't do any of that. Noach walked hand in hand. When you walk with somebody hand in hand, you're at the same place that person is. You're not better, you're not worse. You're equal, kind of. He'll explain. We'll see as he unfolds. It's... And Chazal gave a mashal. It says like a king that was walking in a dark alley, and somebody, a friend of his, saw him, and he said, "Hey, he has a candle and he lit the way before him. Ke'olam azeh nimshal l'layla. V'chein nigmar sota gives a mashal of a dark night and somebody coming to Parshas Drachim and so on and so forth. V'chein Hashem yisparach. Sh'malchusei b'kol mashal. So the first thing is going to be somewhat of an explanation to what you asked just now. What do we mean? I mean, what does it mean the person is giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What sense of the word? So he says, V'chein Hashem yisparach sh'malchusei b'kol mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus really includes everything. Rak ba'olam hazeh hu ba'afela. In this world, is enveloped in darkness. She'ein oriz bar goli. V'rak memtshaltoi ne'lemes u'bederech helam. V'nem ha'yoshes choyshech sisroi she'ashem yisbaruch som ha'olam hazeh shu ha'choyshech li'yash shom sisroi v'yisbaruch mistate mone gam chol mine chasheches. So the first point that he's saying over here is as follows. And he continues it. There's a special reason why Chazal chose light as the mashal. Let's take an example. Let's say somebody does something that I didn't do. He does it for my benefit, or he helps me, or whatever it is. So he's done something for me, ahead of me, and none of that is a good mashal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that somebody helped in any way, did something or whatever. But let's say I'm doing something where nobody knows about it. And then somebody goes and he publicizes it. Obviously, if I'm interested in the publicizing of it. So the person didn't, if I had to ask him, what did he do vis-a-vis me, what he did was he made it apparent to others rather than just doing something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what when we say in this world, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is bekol mashallah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sweep is everywhere. It is also totally hidden. It's completely in the dark for a world that doesn't want to see it. So when we speak about this world being in the dark, so that means everything is happening. There's no mechanism for people to know it. If I could now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in publicizing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the world knowing. But so there's sort of a delicate balance of what we do and what we accomplish. On the one hand, we're not accomplishing. So the mashal, let's take an example. If I make a bracha on something, so one way to look at it is, I guess with the type of language of tikkunim and this and that I'm actually accomplishing something. A finer way to look at it, and the way he's explaining it is, when I make a bracha on this, I'm a gala to the world that this is something that a creator put into the world. So have I done something? The answer is yes. Have I done something substantial and you know, essential? No. I've opened up people's eyes. So there's a balance here between doing something and between opening up people's eyes and shining light. Now, it's not just a mikra. In other words, it's not just, okay, it's a nice thing, I enlighten people's eyes. It is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rutzen that be mezgal in this world. So the person is doing something. So if a person walks, Avraham Avinu walks around and he teaches people his Rebbeinu Shalom, everything comes from himself and so forth. He brings light to the world, he enlightens people, and he accomplishes something, but he doesn't accomplish things as much as enlightenment, understanding, and things like that. So that's the Pchinas Harlefane. V'agam, the Nehoira Imei Shrei, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is light also, because there is no darkness, Zeu Mitzad Atzmusoi, Av Mitzad Malchusei Yisparach HaMoshelos Bekol, Af B'mekom HaZeus HaShuchim, Shekach rotzi yisbarach shemekomos chashuchim migil oren soif vo'oilam beklal, and therefore ubefrat umos oilam hamishukoyim b'chol chamdoisav v'lo yodos Hashem klal v'yisbarach moishu b'goyim gamkein So specific, this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Malchus, which was really the interaction of him in our world in the sense of our actions, our doing, that's something which is in darkness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to become enlightened. There are tzaddikim that just walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, and that's it. There are tzaddikim that light the way up for everybody. And that's really doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's step one. So he's explaining, so the whole inyan of the menorah is that type of avodah. The Gemara asks it as a kasha, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need light? He's the one whose light is, who's lit up everything, always, and so on. And the answer is, in the mahalach of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to light, so to speak, it's something that is the area of our avoida, and that's what we accomplish when we do the avoida. Okay, let's skip a bit. Dalit. Or Gimel. Let's start with Gimel. Bavrom Avinu Al HaSholem. Hu HaRishon Shehidlik HaNer B'ma Shehirish Kol Olam Misladash Yisbaris Baruch Shmoy. So Avram Avinu was the first one that lit the way. In other words, when he told people, when he said, "There's Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's a world outside, and there's a Bria," that was casting light on everything. So Lemaisa, that was Avram Avinu's step. That's why Avram Avinu is called his Halech Lefanai, that he was the one who sort of brought, he was like the headlight, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Dalet. V'zeh shenikra sheheir lefanai yisparach, lefarsim oirei, v'loi kenoyach esalikim. Noach did right, but he did whatever was there stayed there. The equation was whatever Shelach taught him, he kept. There was no, the light beam didn't get larger. I mean, he was not like the Dor HaMabul. Av Avram Avinu, they said, Amruzal. So the nekuda that where he finds the difference and they're tied one to the other. The nekuda of Avram Avinu, as opposed to Noach, starts in their own sheirish. Noach, whatever he himself knew and kept, were the things that he was taught, and therefore it doesn't go further than that. Avram Avinu was someone who came to everything through his own hakara. Since his own shoresh is, let's call it a yesh me'ayin, then he's mashpia it to where it's not. Let's take a parallel to something we can relate to. If a person is taught something and he reteaches what he learned, chances are it doesn't have a powerful or passionate exposition to it. Yeah, this is what I chazed, this is the pshat they taught me, and this is what I'm saying over. It's very hard to say over somebody else's. The Letzarim of my days used to say that Torah is Hashem Cheftzai. That, you know, he wants to say, "Obach Torah soy yegayim v'layla." But your own stuff, that's where you really plug away at. Anything that in you is canned, then basically you give it over like that, and it's, you know, it's tepid. That's the flavor it has. It does not create more light than you put into it. Something that came from you, something that you explored, something that you found, some idea of yours, That's something that a person has a way of giving it over a lot more stridently, and it makes a lot bigger impact. It makes a lot bigger impression, because it's almost the same nature of it. This came from nowhere. You know, this is an idea that burst out of the darkness, so to speak, and therefore when it hits people, it also hits that way. If it's something that came, if I kept what came, so I'll go upon him. So you have Avram Avinu's Midah of Atameir, which includes two elements to it. It's something that is, it's something that A, comes from himself, generally so, and therefore it also cuts, it creates a new light. In many ways it's true. If I'm rehashing an old idea, then I'm not creating any new light. I mean, I'm saying over what everybody knows. When I come up with a new idea, a new revelation, a new understanding, then I create more light, I understand more, and so on and so forth. So this is Avraham Avinu, and this is the type of Ha'ara of the Menorah, like He'ir Lefanai B'mvos Afulos. Now he has another piece. I'm just trying to get who. Okay. Let's take a look at Zion. So until now, Ad Kan, basically, we're going, he's explaining the Maila of Avram, of Noach, and so on, by the fact that Avram Avinu, everything came from him. And therefore, it's a proactive oyer, and it's possible to be mayor, and so on. I'm going to sort of encapsulate. He speaks, however, that's something that is the first half of it. The real Madrega of Avram is, let's take a look at the beginning of Vav. V'zochel Madregas Hesalcha Yifansam Ratzuloyma Shetia Bitmimus V'asagas Madrega the Hakol Hashem Yisbarach, ve'imkol ze hishalach lefanai. But really, a person needs to be makir that this ha'ara itself that came from him is really the ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was hidden inside. That's a Zion. V'zehu ha'neiros, the Beis HaMikdash, So let's discuss this point here. This is really the darga, and this is the point that he's going to make. If a person, so let's go through Madregas. Imagine that I heard something, and it's canned. I say it over. I remember it. I say it over. And it goes to the next person. So that's very tepid. That's kind of lukewarm. It's kibliosik apotosa. Nothing happening. There's a second madrega. Let's say I'm very creative and I come up with wonderful ideas and writing, art, music, whatever it is, and I come up with these ideas. Those ideas on a secular level are fantastic. They're wonderful. They don't do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, if it's my Chiddush Torah, and I came up with a beautiful idea, then really, then where's the Ribbono Shel Olam coming into it? It doesn't. It's really. So I'm back again, not only to square one, to square zero. I'm saying that giving over what a Kadosh Baruch Hu it meant to give, just gave me begolui, is not accomplishing anything. Okay, but giving over what I know to be, what I've thought of, is my personal philosophy. And I've not really accomplished anything for Rebbeinu Shlomo with that. But let's take an example. Let's say I'm learning a Rambam, and I'm breaking my head on it, and breaking my head, and breaking my head, and then it strikes me what the Rambam is really saying. So when I say it over, I have a tremendous geschmack in it. You know, I crack my head on it. No one else got it. I got it. But this is what the Rambam meant. If I generally feel that I have pshat the Rambam, then there's a sort of my excitement and passion with my haracha for the Rambam come bevasachas. Because I realize that basically what I'm giving over, what I saw and what I'm saying is the Rambam, and in three words, the Rambam was able to encapsulate something that took me a very long time to figure out.
Is that shaykh to any Jew that something when they're learning, or is that only totally?
It's shaykh to every Jew, anybody who's a son of Avraham Avinu, anyone that's what he's saying Avraham did. In other words, a person, we always have bechira. A person can become so enamored with himself that it sort of veers off. Somebody once made a wry comment about somebody who's used to write hagos on Rishonim. He put out many Rishonim, but his hagos basically swamped Rishonim like 10-1. And the person says, you know, it's a wonderful sefer, but they should have reversed the order. They should put a him on top and the Rishon on the bottom, because the ratio is not the ratio. Am I really trying to say what you're saying? This to have a I guess, again, my days in yeshiva, the Litzanim, the Gedolei Litzanim, is to say that, you know, when you come after 120, they'll ask you for your Veshtekel Torah. Okay? So he said, it tells is going to come, and he's going to tell the Rebbeinu Shem, you say, and I'll slug you up. Then they added, a mirror is going to come, and he's going to say to Rebbeinu Shem, you say, and I'll explain it better than you. Because Reb Nachum was very big. It came from, Reb Nachum used to like to attribute his things to others. I don't know if it was Dark Enough. I don't know exactly what it was, but a lot of times, he would say, I think it was genuine. A lot of times he would see something somewhere and he would get him thinking. It usually was by far, but he would always say, "Bemis, this is what Reb Chaim said in the Reb Chaim Shlomo said in the Shir. I'm explaining it with my language. Demis is the Chassam Sofer says it. I'm saying it in my words, but it's that. But a person has that in a genuine way. So I look around the world. Let's go to science. A scientist discovers an incredibly complex mechanism. When I was in school, cells were a blob of protoplasm. They're called a blob. A cell is an incredibly complex bria. There's nothing simple about it. It's incredibly complex. So as a person discovers that, a person can say, you know, we've gotten much and much smarter, and we now understand, and the implication is because we've gotten to the bottom of it, we're the master of it, and somehow or other, the complexity of it is attributable to my chachma. A person who has a different perspective says, well, I mean, the further I look, and the more I probe, and the more I look at it, I mean, there's the thrill of being able to, you know, yes, it's ain't a dome of the person who discovers these things that a person who has to never studied in school and pass a test on it. It's a big difference in how enthusiastic they are about it. But the enthusiasm of the person is expressing emotional enthusiasm simultaneously. So the hoyer lefanai, and this is the point they're saying. The fact that a person is attributing it to Rebbeinu Shalom is itself the Hoyer Lefanai. Avraham Avinu is Chachma, and that he preached the Bria was there as a Shlichus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. So there was a certain, that itself was enlightening, that somebody so profound and so bright and is seeing and finding the Ha'ara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master. I mean, even let's say in learning and everything, we're calling this a hest upon him. And when I am shining light on it, I'm simply being megala what existed, and I was just blind from seeing it. I took off my dark lenses, my dark glasses. So he says, Ches. So he speaks over there about Mila. Let's go to Yud. I mean, he goes off, Hefzad is extraordinarily rich, and he goes off on a lot of little tangents that all fit in. Let's try to keep a semblance of a hemshire. The Omer Bezaya, the Nitl Zricha, Vaifah Me Umes Ha'ilam Benitin Yisrael. It says that, you know, Vaifah Me Paran Zar, Me Seir Lomo. So it says Zricha Nafah, which means the light breaking through. So he went to Umas Olam and he offered it to them, and they rejected it. So he gave Kal Yisrael the Zrich and the Far. Hakavana kvi meshaka saftihu the mechuve naturally as Hakol biad Yisrael. V'zeh l'chor derech Umas Olam ha'oyimim kolchavot sim yadi v'Yisrael hem lehefech makir nakom shem yisparach. Rak mitzad mashu mesoil machshavtom sheishtadus biyodom lorotze kal bishtadus ha-teira, hari adrabe, machshoves ha-ishtadus mevih hede ishtadus. V'Yisrael balei hede ishtadus kibli ishtadus. So he says, hoifia, and it's a tongue twister. It's hoifia and zorach, it says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared from Paran, was zorach from Seir. Those are terms implying some sort of enlightenment, some sort of process. So he says here, it's almost paradoxical. Umas Ha'olam wanted the attribution of any chachma and any ha'ara that they got to come from them. To come from them in the sense that it stays by them. That's how the Umas Ha'olam, it says in the Gemara that chesedum chatos, that the Umas Ha'olam say that they do everything for themselves. In the world of this, it means that I'm willing to come up with beautifully profound theological ideas. It's my book. In other words, these are my ideas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not willing to give it to them, because the point of this zricha and haifah, which means a process where a person can come to it, is so for the person who understands that it's not his ishtadlos who did it, then he can do it with his ishtadlos and he gets both of it. For the person who must feel that it's his, he doesn't get his either. Hari Adrab, Machshoves Haishtadus may be Hede Stadus. V'Yisrael Bale Hede Stadus Kibli Stadus, Mizem Magia Kemishpotinus Nechshav Shalem Stadusam. Okedea Shomer Chazal of Seif Nikr Teirasai. V'ze Iker Nesinus Ateiro Matan Teiro, Kimaton Elias Shalahem. Umize Zoch Tashvapeh. Tashvapeh is incredible. I mean, if we think about it, on the one hand, Tashvapeh is attributed to people, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, and so on. On the other hand, it's all Divrei Elokim Chayim. The reason why Gemara, why the Talmud has the strength of Torah, is not because Rabbi Akiva said so, not because Rabbi Meir said so, because Rabbi Yerushalayim said, "This is what I hold. This is what I want." So you have Torah Shebal Peh is the almost impossible process of Loiva Shemaim Hi, where I can't get it through Nevuah, I can't get it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not allowed to ask for it, and if there's a voice from Lamala about what the Halach is, it's wrong. On the other hand, I have to break my head and try to understand it, but my attitude has to be, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah comes through the medium of my own hishtadlus, my own chiddush. That's an incredible paradox, which it requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the impossible possible, and us to have that attitude where we don't put ourselves into it. It's called Terusa. Like we have, you know, Terusha Baal Peh is called on the name. This is where Klai Yisrael was Zeir Terusha Baal Peh. Shumitzat Shatir Lematonel Yishalahem V'Lo Yishmaimi Oid. And this is Mershkas Yaakov because this really came from Avraham Avinu, who was the first one to start the process. Let's go down to Yud Aleph. This is where Chashmonaim, this was the struggle. She'oz his chatshus, his pashtus, Torah Shabbat Peh, achach simas nevuah. Nevuah stopped. There was no more direct Torah coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki noida betalmud nikro chachmas yivanis, klal chachmas anushis, ve'im hefech mit Torah Shabbat Peh, she chachmas anushis ala Torah. In other words, this nekuda that when a person is yored with his seichel and his das, so the philosophy was the celebration of the human being as the fountain of wisdom, knowledge, morality, and everything. That's really what it was. So let's look at it and understand the difference. The Avodah Zarah were very, very small people, and they had no shaykhs to sikhlis and so on and so forth. Yevanim against Klal Yisrael matched up in the sense they both believed that the primary activity of a human being is to think and break his head and understand. I spoke at the girls' graduation. I just found I found an article that it sometimes you say to yourself, like, I guess the brain doesn't work the same way. It was an article in The Economist that it was taken from some sort of journal of medicine or nature studies, something like that. One of the riddles they had been working on for a long time was evolution pushes to the fore a being that's most efficient. So you expect that most things will display the most efficient characteristics for the environment that they're in. So how come human beings have so much of their brain wasted on impractical stuff? Philosophy, art, music, learning. I mean, most of our brain is, you know, we have so much wasted. Why would evolution have favored that to come to the fore? You'll never believe what one of the answers are. Shidduchim. It was kind of everybody's attracted to, you know, it's like anything that gives an advantage for the women. So just like colorful feathers and peacocks, you know, what makes that the males more? So I guess talking about art and music is the girls found interesting, I guess, or philosophy. I mean, there was an actual answer. That wasn't the answer that a person was pushing. But I said, you know, we both look at the same facts. Our question is, why is a quarter of our brain wasted on getting around and doing practical stuff? That's our and our answer is because the chet of the marishin. That's why we have to figure out how to cook stuff, how to plow, what is that. Their question is, why is three quarters of the brain dedicated for sitting and learning? It's the facts are the same. Just the question of where you're looking at it. But Al Kopanim, so the Yevanim, what a first nation actually was, apparently said, yes, the most noble human activity is sitting and thinking, understanding what the world's about. But for them, that was a celebration of humanity. That's what Adam is, and our understanding is, this is where we become a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When an idea, when an emes breaks through our head, then we've become a vehicle for Ha'ara Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, it's a double Ha'ara. When I come and I say a Chiddush, that's Emes, I've enlightened people, but I've enlightened them more when the attribution is to something else, when it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess I can tell you, my Rebbe, Reb Nachum Zechayna Vracha, speaking to them here, I mean, he enlightened us with his learning, and he, I mean, it's mine, but what was doubly enlightening was, I said he would like to say in other people's names, but he said it very clear, in different occasions, I have no problem if you say it over your name. The emes is emes because it's emes. It's not got to do with me, it's got to do with nothing. You know, and it was Lamayit, there was somebody who was actually sort of embezzling some stuff. He said, the emes is emes, and it's not my emes, it's someone else's emes. All I am is a vehicle for that, a medium for that. That's incredible. That was a bigger gili of a certain emes than the Torah itself. So the Nitzur Hashanah Yavam was that this was when it started. V'rotzvat Yisrael, and their point, their wanting to be metamid was that the attribution of enlightenment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma coming through is something that is was one vat. Yud Beis. V'davah ze'okoch Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what Torah Shebal Peh is, and that's why it's impossible to write it. Our understanding is that the reason why it's emes is because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzen that this come through. This understanding, our avoda in being omel in Torah and so on, is what, so to speak, when we fought the battle to win, it's not that we be victorious, it's that the menorah be able to shine through and to be mer the olam. In other words, the nace of the menorah that we're celebrating is more, it's as if our hishtadlos and our mulchama was so that it break through. And then he says, gives a twist to Gemara. If the Gemara says that Ner Chanukah the mitzvah is b'chutz, today that's a sakana mitzvah ifnim. So he flavors it with his point. In other words, be'emes Ner Chanukah, if the goyim would be zeicha, Ner Chanukah would be mayor out for their world. Mesakana means they don't buy into it. Then we keep it inside. But be'etzem, the ha'ara of Ner Chanukah is, and it goes to the very heart of what a person is. We've spoken a few times. Adam Arishon's chet was ve'yisem kelokim yodei hatov v'ra. I wanted to be a good person. Adam Arishon's first chet wasn't he wanted to be a bad person, but he wanted to be a good person because I understand what good is, and I'm good by the measure of my own conscience, by the measure of intelligence, by the measure of intellect. And that, we're boter belokim, not kelokim. There's ein kelokim, there's no k. So Chanukah is that ha'ara, and the ha'ara consists of a double loop. It consists of breaking through and getting emes out with the message that the emes that's emanating is not emes because we've come to it. It's emes because what we've really done is sort of open up a crack, and it's like a Shabbos lamp. We didn't light the lamp. We just take off the cover, and the mail, the light that comes through.
But he's still learning at the end that the enemies is for the guy.
It should have been. It should have been for the world as a whole. I don't know if he means it. I mean, he there is a shaila actually halacha You know, there are shittas that if you come when it's too late at night, is there presuminisa? So halacha, I think the netiyah is there is no presuminisa for goyim. However, there's a raif in Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara says actually regal shuk. Gemara says what's regal shuk? Regal tad meroy. Rashi Tamroi is a nation, an ummah, a goyim, who collect driftwood and stuff like that. So there's obviously some sort of, but I know, la halacha b'derech kol kiddush Hashem, we always say it's Jews. So I'm not aware that there's a, okay.